This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The White Earth and Leech Lake Bands of Ojibwe continue their efforts to straighten out a costly mistake involving the State Department of Human Services. Reporter Melissa Townsend has the latest on the story.
It was sometime last spring when State Department of Human Services officials realized they had been overpaying some tribes for their medically assisted treatment programs. Those are the Suboxone or buprenorphine programs at Leech Lake and White Earth. DHS says the tribes are required to pay back $23 million. That's $11 million from White Earth and $12 million from Leech Lake. DHS and tribal officials met in June to discuss the problem. They met again in July. And then in August, the news hit the headlines, and a state Senate committee held a hearing on August 13th. In that hearing, the issue became clearer, sort of.
Thank you, Chairwoman Benson and Chairman Abler and committee members for the opportunity to speak to you all today.
Danny Stevens is the White Earth Interim Quality Assurance Coordinator. In the hearing, she described how the tribe billed the state for its Suboxone program.
If the patient qualifies for that consolidated funding at the high rate, which is our encounter rate, which goes up every year, but 2019, for example, is $455 for that encounter rate.
That's $455 per visit.
Now, if they're on the consolidated funding, but they don't qualify for MA, but qualify under housing or financial reasons, they're at a low rate at $61.15.
That's $61.15 per visit.
Correct. And we also have people who do not qualify at all and are over income, and we eat the cost.
Stevens is describing how the tribe charges different rates based on the patient's eligibility. But that's not how the state talks about it. They say billing is based on the services provided. DHS says the higher rate is for patients who get buprenorphine and intensive treatment. The lower rate is for patients who just take the medication home without seeing a counselor. So why are there two different versions of how billing should happen? That's the subject of investigation. The state is looking into its own handling of the situation. White Earth officials say they've suspended their behavioral health director while they investigate. And Leech Lake says they've already looked into it, and they've reportedly produced all the emails between tribal and DHS officials. Those prove the tribe was following the billing instructions they got from the state. Tribal officials say there will be serious long-term impact on tribal members if they have to find $23 million to give back to the state. Danny Stevens, White Earth Interim Quality Assurance Coordinator, talked about it at the hearing.
The impacts will be far-reaching, including loss of jobs, loss of housing, increased mental health needs, increased security and safety concerns, increased health concerns, and increased child welfare involvement.
It does seem there is growing sense that DHS is also on the hook and should share in the responsibility. This is State Senator Scott Jensen at the August hearing.
So bottom line is we have a $455 per day or a $61 per day, and DHS hasn't helped you understand which it should be so that you can be doing this without any impugning your integrity. Is that correct?
Ms. Stevens?
There are a lot of gray areas in regards to the manual and in regards to billing.
Leech Lake and White Earth tribal officials are asking for timely and comprehensive consultation to solve this problem. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
There's a new billboard on the corner of Superior and Garfield Streets in Duluth. It's not an ad for anything. It's a call to action. The sign reads, "Invisible No More," and says we've lost count of the missing and murdered Indigenous women and people in Minnesota. It's part of a national billboard campaign by the Global Indigenous Council and Rocky Mountain Tribal Leaders Council to draw attention to the problem. D.D. Drift is one of the organizers behind the sign.
Our main purpose is to raise awareness for the need of data, the numbers on how many missing, murdered Indigenous people.
She also wants to show support for a statewide task force to address the problem. D.D. Drift and her friends Millie Richard and Renee Van Nett are organizing a prayer vigil on Sunday, September 15th at the billboard at 3 p.m.
It's important that we all come together because we all need to support each other.
They're also collecting funds to keep the billboard up long term. This is Minnesota Native News. Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.